Well, we know from the report from the Constitutional Court of Colombia that sexual violence has been habitual, systematic and invisible practice in the context of the Colombian armed conflict. And that includes rape, but also other forms of sexual violence. So this can be used as a tactic of war or conflict around the world. And unfortunately, there is a long experience of this also in Colombia. When it comes to what we know has happened in Colombia and the types of sexual violence, it means rape, but we have also reports about other acts of sexual torture and mutilation, and also forced prostitution and sexual slavery. So unfortunately, this is part of the pattern of sexual violence in Colombia.
What are the major purposes of your visit to Colombia? Are there any particular concerns that you have about the situation of sexual violence in the country?
We are interested, of course, to go there to get first-hand information on the ground, to engage with the government, of course, but also with other actors, with civil society organizations and NGOs and other actors. We know that the Colombian government has also made a number of important efforts to address this problem, and we want to see some of the good examples and maybe some of the gaps that still exist. And we also come to offer our cooperation, of course, and whatever support or assistance we can give, we will do so. And we are hoping that we can engage in a humble way with all the different stakeholders and actors on the ground.
At this point, do you have already information of what are the major steps that the Colombian government has taken to address this problem of sexual violence?
Yes, for example, we know that the whole issue of reparations has been important to the government, and we are interested in following up on that and knowing exactly how that is being designed. We want to see the legal framework, how that works, and of course ask questions about the implementation. And I think it will also be a very important experience to engage with the many NGOs that are engaged on this issue. So I think it will create also more of a visibility on these issues in Colombia, and I think that is a good thing. We have noticed that the government of Colombia has taken important steps to address conflict-related sexual violence, including adopting a robust legislative framework. They have established protection mechanisms and taken also key initiatives like a reparations program. And there is also a very strong and active civil society with many NGOs and civil society organizations with deep competence and commitment to this issue as well. I think we understand that the most urgent challenge is the practical implementation of all of these initiatives and combating impunity. And that will remain, of course, a priority for me and my team to make sure that we do everything to go after the perpetrators of these crimes.
And finally, we understand this is your last mission within your 2 years tenure at the front of the office. How do you think things have improved or changed since you took the post?
Yeah, this is the paradox. It's my first visit to Colombia, but also my last field trip as special representative. Well, I would say that 5-point agenda that I and my office established when I started here 2 years ago, I think it is still relevant. I think it still holds very well. And on top of that, agenda is really fighting impunity. I think this is also one of the challenges for Colombia and something that we will discuss with all our partners there and with the government, of course. So we will continue along those lines, and I'm happy to have established a great team in New York that will base their work also on UN Action that brings together so many other UN entities in the work against sexual violence. And I think the Security Council, and this I would say is also an example of where the Colombian government acted in a very professional and good way here in New York and in the UN on these issues. They have kept it also as an important subject for their discussions and deliberations.